From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. For more than a year, the topic of women's health in Idaho has been a recurring headline. And as the state continues to face a shortage in healthcare providers, reports of OBGYN specialists leaving has many people worried, especially as other resources tracking women's health have been discontinued. But now, thanks to the University of Idaho, the Gem State will soon have a new biomedical center, which will focus strictly on women's health and nutrition. So joining us now to talk more about the center is Shelley McGuire, a professor of nutrition and director of the Margaret Ritchie School of Family and Consumer Sciences. Shelley, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So Shelley, why were you interested in launching a research center that would be focused specifically on women's health and nutrition?
Yeah, great question. The better question is, why would anybody not want to do this, right? But I am a maternal and infant nutritionist, and I have a particular expertise around nutrition, breastfeeding, and health. So I've been fascinated with and studying this aspect of nutrition and women's health for literally decades. And over the years, it's really become very clear to me that most of the world's pressing nutrition challenges involve women because they carry the lion's share of burden when it comes to caring for families and communities. In addition, of course, women have to figure out how to navigate pregnancies, which can be nutritionally challenging. And there's, you know, when there's any sort of food insecurity or poverty, it even gets worse. So there is a substantial focus on improving the health of women through better nutrition, both in the United States and around the globe. And I've been part of that for years. The problem is, however, that we don't actually know what optimal nutrition is for women and girls throughout the lifespan. So there's a vast amount of research that needs to be done to figure that out. And that's where a research center like this really becomes critical, because really only through focused interdisciplinary research will we ever know what optimal nutrition looks like for girls and women. And establishing a research center around this theme will position the University of Idaho to help answer the toughest questions and position us to be global leaders in this area. So there's a lot of reasons that I've been interested in doing this.
So after stating all of that, Shelley, what would you say are going to be the primary primary area or areas of research that you really want to focus on?
Yeah, the areas that we will be able to focus on are vast, as they really include almost every, they do include every single nutrient and every single health issue that are important to girls and women. We will only be limited by the expertise we have among our faculty. And I'll just give you some examples of that. You know, of course, I will continue to study nutrition during breastfeeding, but there are other faculty here who are going to study, for example, the impact of protein consumption on performance of college age female athletes. And we also have faculty interested in understanding various dietary patterns and how they impact memory and cognitive function of girls and women throughout the lifespan, especially in aging. And our newest faculty member is an expert in iodine, and she's particularly interested in studying the importance of iodine during pregnancy. So there's really a vast range of what we can study and what we'd like to study. And we're also hiring several new faculty members who are going to bring new expertise regarding psychology and statistics and how they're related to nutrition and women's health. So really, I'd say the sky is the limit in terms of what areas of research we'll be able to focus on.
You know, Shelley, I was surprised when you said that there's not a lot of research around all of these things that you just talked about. So why then is it really important to research women's health and these particular things around women's health?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, unfortunately, over the years, a lot of research studies have excluded women. I mean, if you'll recall, even during COVID, we realized that women weren't included in the vaccination trials. That's just a historical thing. And that's because women tend to be a little bit more complicated to study because we have menstrual cycles and we have pregnancies and things like that. And so, even though this topic has always been as important as understanding nutrition in men's health, it just hasn't received the research funding that men's health has received. And, as they say, when mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. So, this whole topic, will not just impact girls and women, but will also impact the whole family and the whole community. So it's incredibly important and an area that really touches every single one of us.
Well, and I think that's so interesting, Shelley, right? That I think there was a generation of women, myself included, where I think we speak up and we speak out more about certain things around our health. I mean, like, I think back to when, my pregnancies and difficulties with breastfeeding. And, then there's, perimenopause now, right? These things that I think our moms didn't necessarily maybe feel, I don't know if it was comfortable, but didn't have a space to talk about that. But do you think part of this is that women aren't just being quiet anymore about our health concerns and needs?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we are speaking up as we should. And again, I think COVID really brought this to the fore when we realized that there were basic questions that needed to be answered about women and they were purposefully excluded. And women did speak up. And, as importantly, men spoke up. This is just an issue that affects all of us. And I think we're just, more willing to put our foot down and say, now is the time.
What kind of health or nutrition risks would you say are most common for women today? And that might be different, maybe depending upon really where you live, your income level. I mean, there's so much to this.
Well, we're living in an interesting time in the world that we're burdened with both undernutrition and overnutrition or obesity at the same time. I mean, this is a new phenomenon. It's called the double burden of malnutrition. And girls and women are actually at much higher risks of both undernutrition and overnutrition or obesity compared to boys and men. They are at particular risks for becoming, let's say, iron deficient, iodine deficient, and vitamin deficient because of monthly menstrual cycles. They're also at greater risk of being obese, which of course leads to other diseases such as cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes. In addition, women experience much higher rates of certain cancers, of course, such as breast cancer. And we know that nutrition is important for all of these conditions. And it's just high time that we understood how nutrition can be optimized to improve the health of girls and women around the globe because our physiology is very different than men's. And we have different nutritional requirements. And we tend to carry different, burdens in terms of caring for families and dealing with poverty and issues like that. So, there's just a lot of nutrition concerns for us to look at.
So, can you talk to us a little bit about the grant that is actually making this center possible?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a federal grant, so it's paid for by tax dollars. So I appreciate all the taxpayers, including myself, for funding things like this. This grant is given out by the National Institutes of Health, otherwise known as NIH, and it goes by the name of COBRE, which stands for Center of Biomedical Research Excellence. And to be eligible for a COBRE, a researcher needs to reside in a state that actually gets very little federal funding. And Idaho, unfortunately, actually fits the bill for that quite well. We are 49th out of 50, I believe, in NIH funding. And so to be eligible, you have to be in a state like Idaho, and then you also have to be a researcher that has a long track record of federal funding and research excellence. So I fit that bill as well. These grants help underfunded universities like the University of Idaho put together critical masses of high-level researchers with the idea that we will build the infrastructure and that these researchers will themselves become federally funded. So it's a way of really bolstering high-level research around an important topic like nutrition and women's health. And we are now entering the first phase of the COBRE. It's a 5-year phase, If we are successful, which we will be, we will be able to apply for an additional 10 years of funding. So this is a long-term, very high-level granting opportunity by the NIH, and we're thrilled to get it.
So I am making the assumption that this new center will be based in Moscow, where the University of Idaho is. Is that a correct assumption, Shelley?
It will be physically based here, but we will have our reach throughout the state because we're also working with Extension and WAMI to translate information to the far reaches of rural Idaho. So yes, it will be physically based here, but we will be statewide.
So can you talk a little bit more about that then for women who are in other parts of the state? And if they want to participate in this center, how are they going to be able to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they'll be able to participate both in the research side and then in the dissemination side. So for example, one of the first studies that we are going to complete here is going to be looking at risks for type 2 diabetes amongst Hispanic women living in rural Idaho. So that faculty member, Dr. Ginny Lane, will actually be recruiting women across the state, Hispanic women across the state of Idaho to participate in the study. We have not built a website yet, but once we do, that would be a great go-to place for people that are interested in both participating in the research that we're doing and also learning about what our findings are.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is your ultimate vision and hope for this center?
My vision for this COBRE in nutrition and women's health is that we will become the premier go-to center for understanding optimal nutrition for females throughout the lifespan in the United States and maybe across the globe. I do not know of another center like this, and I think we will build something that is world-class right here in the state of Idaho, and we will be the go-to center for this topic.
I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us about this new center. I really appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Shelley McGuire. She is a professor of nutrition and the director of the Margaret Ritchie School of Family and Consumer Sciences about the University of Idaho's new research center, which will be focusing exclusively on women's health and nutrition. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.